Don't crunch. Don't crunch it.
Don't shake your head at me.
Don't crunch it. Stop crunching.
Okay, I'm just looking at this bowl of snack. Crunchy snacks. I bonked on the way back from...
As we walked in, right on the freeway, on the 2.
I don't know what happened. The last 45 minutes of that drive coming from the north, where you hit Castaic and Lake Pyramid, and it's all the trucks appear out of nowhere, and you're kind of going up and down. I'm on high alert because everyone's driving like a fucking asshole.
Maniac. Well, everyone, just one in 30.
Which makes me feel, it causes such chaos around you.
There's a constant maniac.
Yeah. It's 10,000 maniacs. It's like the band. And so I think I was on high alert, and then we're in cuts mode right now because we're both fat. So we're going to go our disordered eating route for the next few weeks.
Are we going to buy a juicer? Did you find the best juicer?
I found a good juicer.
You hate juicing.
I just hate the pulp. The pulp is so wasteful.
Why is it wasteful? What's the difference between eating it and then taking a dump or pulping it and drinking it?
This just doesn't feel like the kind of debate I want to have. It just feels like the roughage is good for you. Juice is high sugar.
No more sugar than is in the fruit. In the first place.
I know, but the thing is that what you're doing is you're making it less filling by extracting the juice. So you want to drink more of the juice. I mean, you had a diet called juice and salad when you were a big boy, and you did a juice and salad diet and you lost 40 pounds, 50 pounds?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to follow you into the fray.
You probably shouldn't lose 40 pounds.
Ugh. When I was really stressed out and skinny back in 2022, I was recently told by two friends of mine that I was like,
ill.
That I looked like I had cancer. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. That's just speaks to the dysmorphia that, is put upon us by things.
We're back in Los Angeles, California.
How do you like it? Rate being back in the house.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, you like coming home.
No, I would have to rate it 4 out of 5 only because Georgie clearly rated it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, she
came in high stepping, like a little show pony.
I know, she was one of those.
Kept looking back at me being
what
so excited.
What are they
excited.
Called? It's
Clydesdales?
No. It's a special kind of horse. They have them at the Habsburg in Austria. It's like an Austrian, the dressage horses. I can't remember what
they're... Is it a kind of horse or a kind of training?
It's a type of horse that they use for the dressage. They're like Appaloosas, but not.
Okay.
Anyway.
I wouldn't know.
But... I've seen the horse show. It's nuts. That's what she was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knees to chin.
So here we go. It's the last day of April. It's the last day that you can... It's not even the last day.
It's
day
what?
One. It's day one of you prepping for your big show.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're practicing tonight, so our rock show is on the 5th.
How do you rate your current feeling that you have a booked rock show?
Well,
on a scale of 1 to 5.
3 out of 5. 3 out of 5.